News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
As you heard earlier on, the CAO change of mind window is officially closing. It'll be shut by 5 p.m. tomorrow evening. So to make the best of it while it's there, we have Brian Mooney, guidance counsellor and education columnist with the Irish Times, to give us a bit of guidance. Brian, if people are rethinking their CAO choices, what should they do?
Make sure that by 5 p.m. tomorrow, you've put yourself in the best position to get an offer of your dream course or a course that you'll be very happy to take up when the results of the Leaving Cert come out on the 21st of August. You should be looking at all those Level 8 choices, and today is the day to say, right, call it if you're still considering those options. Obviously, students also need to be aware that there will be alternative options like further education options or even tertiary degree options. And you want to put yourself in the position on the 21st of August where you get the decision relating to what's the best thing for you to do in the academic year 26-27. That's what you should be doing today.
Do many people use the opportunity to change their minds, Brian?
Over 90% of currently Leaving Cert students go in and exercise this option in the window, which is opened in May and June. But it's finishing tomorrow, and it's time to make your mind up as such. And, you know, students have finished their Leaving Cert now. They're reflecting on all that they have learnt about courses and options and opportunities. And you need to make sure that the courses are in the exact order that you want them. Because every single year in August, we get people coming forward saying, I've been offered my first choice, but I actually want my third or second. Can't happen. Once you've been made an offer, everything under that disappears. So make sure that they're in the order that you want them. Make sure you factor in things like, have you changed the level of paper? Where effectively, if you've dropped a level, you mightn't be eligible for some courses that you originally applied for. Make sure that you have decided, you know, whether you can afford to take a particular course. If, for instance, because of accommodation costs, etc., you've got an offer, you mightn't be able to financially accept it. Make sure that you understand all that, you've discussed it with your parents, etc., so that there are no surprises when August comes along. And there is so much, Anton, this stage in our education system. There are so many opportunities for young people now. As I say, there's the Level 8 CAO, which is the decision by 5 p.m. tomorrow. There are also level 6-7, which can progress on to level 8. Make sure to use your CAO application effectively, because after 5 tomorrow, there can be no changes made. And as I said, there are PLC courses that will lead directly into your dream CAO course. If you don't get the points this year, make sure that you've applied to the local PLC colleges for those courses so that you have the choice on the 21st of August as to whether to take one of those up or progress to the CAO. And as I say, with the new tertiary degrees at nto.ie, there are nearly 40 degree courses now where points are not the decision factor but motivation. Again, it's a nice choice to be able to have those choices. And of course, we have nearly 90 apprenticeships now in every sector of the economy where people can actually progress to degree level in so many areas of the economy. You know, it's gone way beyond the traditional construction motor. It's now in every sector of the economy.
Okay.
So go to the Solus website, apprenticeship.ie, and check out, are there other ways of progressing to my dream job, my dream career?
Brian, as ever, thank you. Brian Mooney, guidance counsellor and education columnist. And of course, you can read more of Brian's advice in the Irish Times.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.